right circle. Back to the point of a short. Wind up, fired just wide of the net. Out front, Andy Barfield clicks it off the right post. It gets it past Alex Rigsby. It's 1-0 Bemidji State. Annie Bauerfeld with a Beaver power play goal. The Beavers go up 1-0, a Bemidji State power play goal.
After getting off to a fantastic start Friday night with a 1-0 lead, thanks to a power play goal by senior forward Annie Bauerfeld, the Beavers took that score into the first intermission against the fifth-ranked Wisconsin Badgers. But soon we would wonder, where did they go wrong?
Here come the Badgers, a 2-on-1, short-handed. Bravo looks for a shot. That one slide underneath the legs of Susanna Tomczykova. 2-1 Wisconsin Badgers lead, short-handed goal.
In the second, I think we woke up a giant, a sleeping giant there.
Maybe he was right. His team let a sleeping giant awaken.
Duggan with some speed looking over to her right, looking for Ammerman. Ammerman will skate around the net, a shot and a goal. Prevo with her second goal of the game, a power play goal, a 5-on-3, puts the Badgers up 3-1 over Bemidji State here. Three goals scored by the Badgers in our second period.
The Badgers scored 4 unanswered goals in the second period and would strike with 3 more in the third and make a BSU comeback too far out of reach.
You know, it's hard to dig yourself a hole like that against a team like Wisconsin.
With the day off in between that 7-1 loss and today's rematch, the Bemidji State Beavers have had plenty of time to wonder where they went wrong and what they need to do today.
Same 3 periods of the first period we had on Friday. Just, like I said, hard work and do the simple things and just play the way we know how to.
It's game 2 at the Kohl Center between the Beavers and the Badgers. We face off in less than 20 minutes, but first our Budweiser pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network.